The scripture this morning comes from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brother Wayne, preaching truth over there. The heart is a devious thing. Ouch. I don't know. You agree with that?
Yes. You know my heart.
I've got a good heart. Our scripture this morning, the New Testament scripture, comes from the book of Luke. And this morning I'm wanting to bring it to you because I feel that this scripture is great, kind of enacted. I'm not going to get all drama on you, okay? I promise. But I want you just to imagine this is the one of the Sermon on the Plains, okay? You know, we have the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew, and in the book of Luke, this is the Sermon on the Plains. And Jesus, to put a little context, is coming down off of a mountain, and he's been in a night of prayer, and he's just selected his disciples. And now he's coming out to the crowd. He sees the crowd. And it begins here in verse 17. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people, all from Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre, and Sidon. How's it going? They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits, they were cured. And all the crowd were trying to touch him, for the power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples, and he said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on your cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God, Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Blessed are you, God, Holy Father. Infuse my words this morning, Lord, and may it sit in our hearts. Speak to us now, Lord, for you have a message for each one of us. May we hear your voice as we open our minds and open our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of you are familiar with the comedian John Crist? Anyone here? Hi, Wendy. I knew you would understand. John Crist is he's a Christian comedian, actually, and he has an obsession with Chick-fil-A, and he's trying to convince them to open on Sundays. But anyway, that's another sermon. But he has some sayings that he puts out there for his audience, and his audience really appreciates his snarky and his sarcasm a little bit. And he has this one saying that he uses when he calls people out who are making questionable decisions, all right? Maybe you've said this too, but he says it in a way that is kind of snarky. He says, check your heart. So if somebody's doing something questionable, you would tell them, check your heart. I'll give you some examples that he gives. So let's say you're in a parking lot and you open your door and you ding the car next to you and you don't leave them a note, but you leave them a big gash. Check your heart. When you leave the grocery cart in the middle of the parking lot, or you leave it in the median there at the Walmart and you don't walk it back, yeah, check your heart. When you skip church to go watch the football game. When your parents give you a dollar to put in the offering plate and you go buy a candy bar instead. Check your heart. I'm guilty of that last one. I did that when I was a kid. I was a drop-off kid, okay? The parents would drop you off at Sunday school. They go and do their thing, and I do my thing, give you an offering. Yeah, I saved it for my weekly treat at the Keatiesville store. Woo! Yeah, I'm still paying that one off. I need to work on this. Check your heart, Jones. Check your heart. So these things are actually calling our attention to a heart condition. And our scripture this morning talks about that heart condition. Where is your heart? No matter what your circumstances are, if your heart is right, you are going to be all right. All right, you're going to do God's will. You'll be open to God's calling. But if there's something blocking your heart, it is going to block the word of God. And it'll block ministry. It'll block what we've been called to do. We got to check our hearts. Jesus said some pretty strong things about the heart because it is our heart where ministry can flow. We hear him asking to do things and to continue the work because as he was there with the crowd, he saw all these people and he knew, whoa, this is too much for me. I can't do it all on my own. I need to teach my disciples how to do this. and how to bless and how to be woeful and how to hold accountability, how to check the heart. You know, it's a big thing, ministry. It falls in very different circumstances. But before we can transform the world out there, we've got to be able to transform in here, the heart. The world is hurting now, and we have people who are living in injustice situations. We have people who are suffering, who are in need of care, who are grieving, who are in need of a friend just to smile or say hello. God says, I can do that. I can help provide a way, but I can only do it through you. I can only do it through you. I want to change the world through you. But I can't change the world if you got a blockage. I need you to check your heart so that I can work through you. That's what Jesus was sharing. You know, Jesus' entire ministry can be summed up into two things. And I've mentioned this before in a sermon in the past. And I know we have spoken it here at Trinity. But basically, Jesus says to love God and to love others. Rule number one and rule number two, love God, love others. Do that. What if we were like Jesus and we did that and we lived in this action kind of ministry and didn't complicate it? Because, well, it's what we do. We're humans. We complicate things. Jesus calls out situations in this sermon on the plains. He calls out situations and he teaches the people how to have deep roots so they can produce big fruit. Each scripture today talks about the heart and how we must be rooted in order to bear fruit. It's a basic sermon that says, check your heart. Check to see where those roots are growing. You may need to till the land a little bit more before fruit can become productive and produce. Jesus wants people to grow into their well-being. And it's a reminder here that, you know, being and following Christ is tough stuff. It's not easy. It's not just on the surface. It goes deeper than that. The Lord's sermon on the plains here brings us to our knees, because there's some tough things to do in there. How are we supposed to love our enemies? I can't do that by myself. Are you kidding me? I barely know how to get dressed in the morning. You're asking me to love my enemies? I can't do that on my own. But I can do it through Christ. Christ is getting us to go to him in prayer. Go to the Father in prayer and ask God for help. To lift our eyes up and ask for help. To look away from ourselves and deny ourselves. To deal with the stuff. We're such selfish beings. We hold on to all of our stuff. We have right now in the Netflix culture a little 5'1" woman from, I guess she's from Korea, correct? Marie Kondo is telling people how to get rid of their stuff because they're holding on to it. We hold on stuff into our hearts and we're unable to let it go. And we need help doing that. And Jesus is saying, you can have all the strength you need through me to know the Father, and the Father will give you that strength to help you through and get rid of the stuff, to help you check your heart, and to free the blockage. when we check our heart, we leave room for the Holy Spirit to begin and work. The Holy Spirit fills us up, lifts our head up so that we can talk to the Lord daily. And he begins to turn our eyes away from ourselves and our flesh, and we begin to open up our eyes to those who are in need. We begin to be observant of the needs that are around us and attune to that. We begin to produce fruit. Fruit. We produce life. That's Christianity, y'all. To be able to check our heart, it changes everything that we do. And honestly, it's the hardest thing to do, because that means we have to be alone with ourselves, alone with the thoughts, alone with the things that we've done in the past, alone with those things that are holding us down. Jesus gets to the part where he's asking us to stop trying to be impressive to people and to start being effective for God. The only way we can do that is to check our heart. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If you suffer abuse, you know that is tough. Any form of abuse. You can't do that alone. And if you are unable to do that, that means there is a blockage there at the heart, and you need the Lord's help to help you with that. I know myself, I suffer with that. I do. I'm just being honest. I've got blockage. And I have to go to the Lord daily to ask for help. Gosh, it's hard to be vulnerable. We may need to spend more time with God, rather being so concerned about what's going on in our schedules. Take the time to search and check our hearts. In a sermon in 1952, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. invokes Jesus' call for the people to love their enemies as a solution to the problems facing society at that time. Isn't it ironic we're still facing those same problems that affected that society today, even more so. Dr. King contends that Jesus' teaching was not this pious injunction of a utopian dreamer, his words. But Dr. King says this command is an absolute necessity for survival of our civilization. Love is the key to the solution of the world's problems. Yes, even love for enemies. Dr. King acknowledges that to go about to love one enemy, one must analyze the self, because we may be somewhat responsible for holding on to that hate. It is true that some people hate others for no reason. However, there might be a cause on your end that you might not be willing to accept. You may have done something, or something may have been done to you in the past, and that is hard for us to grapple with. Jesus' teaching is radical for any time period, no matter when it's being taught. But man, do we need it now. More than ever. There is division going on in our culture. The skin of our fabric is so thin, and people are so opinionated that it is seeping into our denominations, impacting our spirituality, as well as it's impacting the United Methodist Church. As this week, they are entering into general session. Into a church where the denomination is just breaking and ready to burst at the seams. God is pleading. Check your heart. God says you're not going to like what you see, but you know what? If you lift your eyes to me, I can help. I can work through you. God wants to work through us. God wants you to go across the street and extend a hand to your neighbor. God wants you to make amends to the person that you just had a fight with. God wants you to pray for your president, your lawmakers, your county officials, even if you don't agree with them. Because the Lord wants to work through you so that change can happen. Jesus left us this at the end of this sermon with the golden rule, basically. Do unto others as you would do to them. How hard is it to live by that rule? Especially if you're in traffic, right? And you get behind that person doing 35 and a 50. There's part of me that just wants to go right up on their bumper and ride their bumper the entire time to go faster. But then, when that feeling starts pop up, that is the perfect opportunity to check your heart. Would you want someone to do that to you? Yeah, they're going 35 into 50. But you know what? Check your heart. Maybe there's a reason they're going 35 into 50. You don't have to pass them on the double lane. Just calm down. Maybe you're not supposed to get to where you're going in that much of a hurry. I have to tell myself that every time I go to D.C. Pray for me, y'all. But that's why the golden rule is there, because it's there to help us be accountable and hold each other accountable as well. That is ministry. You know, it is hard to live by that golden rule, and Jesus knew it. And, you know, we are all guilty of not always living by the golden rule. But the Lord is just calling us to own up to it and to not be afraid to experience those emotions and that feeling of angst and anxiety, but not to act out on it. So to be accountable, we must start with ourselves. And be honest with ourselves. We're often aware of the faults of others and we ignore our own faults. So, but guess what? Jesus calls that hypocrisy. So call each other into accountability. That's what discipleship is a lot about, is self-accountability. That's why it's not easy following Christ. So when was the last time you checked your heart? Has the Lord put people in your life that are troublesome, bothersome, difficult to love? Do you know that God loves that person as much as he loves you? And that God maybe is working through you to love on them? Are you at a place to allow God to work through you? We can't do it alone. We're not strong enough, and my God, we're not nice enough sometimes. I have a friend who's in the ministry. She's like, I hate people. I said, you are in the wrong business, girl. But then she was like, I've got some things I need to work on, and God's showing it to me, and I don't want to look at it. And that's why it's there. And praise the Lord, she's working on it. She's working on it. She's been in ministry for years. Someone I look up to. And to hear her say that, I was like, whoa, that's the vulnerability. She's checking her heart right in front of me. Wow, sacrifice. But that's another sermon. So, would you let the Lord work through you? Work through all your stuff, and will you let the Lord penetrate your heart so that he can work through you to love on others? What does the Lord want to reveal to you? What's your next step? What does he want you to do? He's put you in your neighborhood, in your place of business, in that relationship for a reason. What does God want you to do? I want a chance right now for all of us to respond, to check our hearts. And Edgar, my beautiful brother, who is so gifted at playing the piano, could you play some meditative music for us as we do this and open and invite the Lord into our hearts for me, please? I just want us to take a moment to open our hearts right now. Just a moment. It's not going to take long. Don't worry. You'll get the lunch on time. But I just want you to close your eyes. Go ahead. Close your eyes. I promise you're in a safe place. Just forget about the people sitting next to you. And just be still in a moment. I want you to close your eyes and just move where God wants you to move. Imagine your heart right now. Look at your heart. What do you see? What is on your heart? What do you think God is seeing on your heart? What is holding you back from opening your heart to the Lord today? What does God want you to do, but you're just too afraid to do it? What do you think you need to do differently? Are you brave enough to allow the Lord of glory write your story? Will you allow God to tell you what to do and show you where to go today? Lord, we just want you to meet us here. Meet us here where we are. It is so very difficult to be vulnerable with you, Lord, as we rush around. As we forget our place and we forget you sometimes. We forget your teachings. But Lord, if this was easy, everyone would do it. But you have called us, Lord. You have called us to a ministry that is unique to us. You have called us. Lord, things get in the way of you and we just don't want to live with this bitterness, the judgment, the fear, the regret. We need you, Lord, to help us along the way. Help us to open our hearts, Lord, to you so that we can feel your glory. Lord, I ask the Holy Spirit to renew our hearts. Receive us and strengthen us, Lord. Jesus, help us in this moment. Lay down our burdens. Lay down the things. Release the obstructions that we are holding on to
so that we may feel your peace, so that your love, your light, and your grace may fully flow through us. I ask this in the power of your name and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.